a drama considered to be Tennessee Williams' last great play, The Night of the Iguana, presented by Southern Rep Theater, opens this weekend. Audiences are in for a ride as troubled souls navigate faith, sex, and sin as they try to save each other in this tell-all production. And joining me now are Southern Rep's artistic director, Aimee Hayes, and veteran New Orleans actress and vocalist, Troy Bechet. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Tell me, what is Tennessee Williams exploring in this steamy stage drama set in 1940s Mexico?
I think what Tennessee is trying to get to in this play is what is important in our lives. At this time in his life, he was really dealing a lot with his alcoholism. He became very interested in Eastern spirituality. I think he was just looking for some answer for, you know, why does life get so hard? And the play is about Reverend T. Lawrence Shannon, who is maybe having one of the hardest nights of his life when he encounters Maxine Falk at the Costa Verde Hotel and Hannah Jelks and her grandfather as well. And all of these people in this incredible ensemble cast come together to force him to make a decision about what is he going to do with the rest of his life.
Now, the title, The Night of the Iguana, is that a metaphor?
It's a big, fat metaphor. Yes, you have to see the play to get the full metaphor. It's about all of these people really at the end of their rope. Every person in this play has some kind of test that is before them on this fabled night with the tropical storm rolling in.
Now, Aimee, you are changing hats in this production, going from artistic director to actress. What is your role and what was the attraction for you to this production?
The director, Phil Carnell, was in Streetcar Named Desire with us, and he wanted to do this play and tell this story, and he thought that I would be the right person to play Hannah Jelks, who actually Tennessee describes, interestingly, as Blanche sort of purified. If Blanche DuBois had not had all of her problems, she would have become like Hannah Jelks. I think Tennessee invests all of his ideas about spirituality and hope in the character of Hannah Jelks. She speaks truth, she speaks honestly, and she is okay with where she is, even though she has a lot of issues and troubles during this play. But she's so solid.
And Troy, tell us about your character.
Oh, Maxine is just a lovable character. She is so uncontrived and practical. What you see is what you get. She's got a voracious appetite for all that is good in life as defined by her, which means sex and alcohol and just laughter and just finding the joy in life in every moment. And when she loses her husband and Shannon comes, she says, well, this is just practical. We already know each other. We like each other. We should be together. You know, you're having problems. I can help you through your problems. You can help me through my problems. This is the solution. And she works throughout the entire play to make sure that that happens. She looks for the fun. She looks for the funny. And I love that about her character. She understands that there's darkness and lightness in people. And you have to embrace both of those. You know, you can't hide from your dark side. You just have to tackle it. And that is her kind of take on life.
I actually think that Tennessee wishes that he could be like Maxine. You know, there's no problems and I'm just eating life up. And I love that about her character.
Now, how did Tennessee come to write this work? This is based on a short story?
Yes, he wrote a short story about this that featured Hannah Jelks and a couple that are in a hotel. And it's actually a devastating short story. I'm really glad that Hannah Jelks in the play doesn't have that same trajectory. I think this play sort of lays out all of the ways that he wishes, the paths that he could have taken or that he has taken. I think there's a lot of him and Reverend Shannon. I think he wishes that drinking and living life hard was like as easy as Maxine makes it look. I think he wishes that he had a purified soul the way Hannah Jelks does. And even Nano, played by Bob Eads, Hannah Jelks' grandfather, who is a showman. He's a theater person. He's a poet. I think that is part of Tennessee's personality as well. It's sort of like he created these characters so he could sort of lay it all out before himself. That's why I feel like this play is so biographical in a much deeper way than any of the other plays. I think this play makes you appreciate what you have. Or if you want to change your life, I think this play could empower you to just do that.
Yeah, I agree with that, because it really is about kind of embracing life and making those decisions that one needs to make. And I think steamy is a great description because it is very tropical and sensual, and you really step into this world that makes you think about your own world.
Amy Hayes and Troy Bechet, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
Southern Rev Theater presents Tennessee Williams' The Night of the Iguana, opening Saturday with performances through April 6th at the Art Club, 519 Elysian Fields Avenue, 7:30 p.m. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.